revolution's in our blood. We've got tonight. Welcome to the Branded Cowboy. A little bit different this time. For those of y'all listening on the audio, I'm actually videoing this. And you can watch that on my Instagram page, at Sean Wiese. It's actually on my IGTV. So if you're interested in checking it out, hop over there and take a look. It's not real exciting. I'm sitting in my fancy GMC Studios, I like to call it. Thanks for tuning in. This week's topic, living in the now. And I'll keep it short this week. Actually, it's April 30th, last day of the month. I'm squeezing my podcast in for April in the last hours of the month. Still struggling with that, but I'm getting it done. But living in the now. Basically, what that means is, you know, maximizing where you're at currently in your life, living right now. And obviously, the opposite of that is either living in the future or living in the past. You know, I'll start with living in the past. A lot of times, people let past experiences affect their right here and right now. You know, whether it be, it could be even a good experience. Probably more likely to be a bad experience, that they bring that baggage with them and they're carrying it into their, you know, current situation. You know, I'm not saying forget the past. You know, memories are a major player in life in general. And I've got great memories of the past that I hold dear to my heart that, you know, I reflect on from time to time. But I try not to live there. You know, I don't, you know, I think a good example is, you know, people, you may say, man, you know, 10 years ago, I was in this situation. It was so great. You know, I wish I could go back to those days. Well, you can't, you know, it's over, it's done. And if you sit and focus on that too much and have regrets, you know, or just frustrated that you can't go back, if that's your focus too much, then it takes away from your right here, right now. And, you know, you don't want to miss out the right here, right now. There's a lot of life going on in the moment. And, you know, I'm as guilty as the next person of doing that. I think I'm more, the future probably gets me more than the past. So that's the past, you know, it's bringing those past experiences and bringing them with you into the current and focusing too much on them. And, you know, that's what I call living in the past. Like I said, the future, we'll focus over to the future now. That is probably where I struggle the most with my, you know, taking away from my living in the now is me living in the future. And I think that goes back to, you know, I'm so goal and dream oriented that, you know, I'm always thinking about catching the next dream or accomplishing the next goal. And I find myself, you know, thinking about, okay, yeah, when I accomplish this, it'll make that situation cool. And I can't wait for that to happen. And if I do that too much, I, you know, it takes away from my here and now. So I've got to be careful to, you know, make sure I don't ponder on that. You know, I think it's good to think about your dreams and your goals and what you want to happen in the future. But you can't live there. You know, you can't put your current self always daydreaming about when this certain thing happens that's going to, you know, make life better. You know, it's just going to make you miss the here and now. And, you know, I think for me, it's really it wraps around kids, and for everybody it's going to be different. But if you have kids, and if you've got kids, you understand how fast that they grow up. I mean, it goes by in a flash. And if you're not paying attention to the here and now, you're going to wake up one day and they're going to be 18 and they're going to be out the door. So, you know, that's one of my struggles. I'll be honest with you. You know, I get locked in my own little world of, you know, business and dreams and catching my next dream, which I'm a big advocate for. But it's got its downsides too if you don't pay attention and manage it the correct way. And it's a constant battle for me to make sure that I'm managing that correctly. And I'll be honest with you, I fail a lot on that. And I have to refocus a lot and make sure that I'm paying attention to the right here, right now. So that's pretty much the episode this week. I know it's short and sweet, but I wanted to make sure. April 30th, I got on here and did one. And I thought that was a good topic because it's something that I have to work on constantly. So make sure you're living in the right here, right now. You know, life is happening right now. And make sure you're maximizing every little bit of the right now. So that, you know, 10 years from now, life could be better for you. You know, I think the more you live in the right now, the better it, you know, helps your future. So I appreciate you tuning in. Thanks for tuning in this video. If you did, it's a little weird for me to do it this way, but I'll try to do more of these videos in the future. But I appreciate you tuning in. Be strong and courageous, and go catch your dreams. Revolution's in our blood.